Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we'll be walking through the wilderness with Jesus as we begin our day with a conversation with Jesus through scripture, prayer, meditation, and journaling, and then enjoying that conversation throughout the day.
Good morning. It's a joy to be here with you. I'm Kira. I'm the community pastor of Inland Vineyard Church, standing in as host for Pastor Travis Twineman. We've been talking about the wilderness of waiting, and that those waiting spaces are often very dark, because by nature, waiting spaces are like incubators, and the conditions for growth require darkness. Some of the most powerful images for waiting spaces are wombs, cocoons, seed beds. But we've also talked about the belly of a whale being a waiting space. And this morning I'd like to consider the tomb as a waiting space. We explored Lazarus's tomb as a waiting space. And I wonder what your tomb might look like in this wilderness season of waiting. What deaths are you experiencing? The psalmist tells us in Psalm 116, chapter 15, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his godly ones." That's a difficult word to hear. What kind of a God would see the death of his godly ones as precious? And yet we know what kind of a God we serve. This is the God who the prophet Isaiah tells us in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 10. "But the Lord was pleased to crush him, putting him to grief if he would render himself as a guilt offering. He will see his offspring. He will prolong his days, and the good pleasure of the Lord will prosper in his hand. As a result of the anguish of his soul, he will see it and be satisfied. By his knowledge, the righteous one, my servant, will justify the many, as he will bear their iniquities." This is the God we serve, pleased to crush and kill his own son, because he knows what comes from these deaths. In the upside-down kingdom, death is the way to life. And so in this season of waiting, where we're experiencing our own deaths, let's take a minute and consider what is growing in the tomb. Sumunk Kid calls it Eastering. We know that at Easter, Jesus rose from the dead and burst forth from the tomb into eternal life, and then offered that eternal life to all of us. What Eastering is happening in you right now? Julian of Norwich saw wounds as wombs. And she considered that just as Christ's wounds were the womb for our eternal life, our own wounds, the places where we're injured or even cut to the point of death, become places and wombs for new life, where Christ himself can be birthed in us. I think of the New Testament story that we can find in the book of Mark. As Jesus' disciples begin to realize that he is indeed the Messiah, Mark records this in chapter 8, starting in verse 31. And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. And he was stating the matter plainly. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning around and seeing his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are not setting your mind on God's interests, but on man's." This is a powerful moment when, understanding that this is the Christ, Peter absolutely refuses to accept that part of the calling of the Messiah would be to suffer, to be rejected, and to be killed. And Jesus plainly states to him that he is operating in a satanic mindset and not in the interests of God if he refuses the suffering and the death. It's so counterintuitive for us, and yet it's essential to the gospel that we embrace death. In fact, Jesus states plainly in the red letters of Luke chapter 9, verse 23, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake, he is the one who will save it." We are called to die, and in this season of waiting, I'd encourage you to recognize the tomb that is called out for you, the deaths that are important for you in this season, the ways that you might be like Peter, saying, "Never, Lord, never would suffering and death and rejection be part of your plan." And the ways in which Christ is saying to you, that isn't in the interests of what God has planned for you. I know it seems upside down, but suffering and rejection and death are the means, are the tomb that becomes the womb out of which your new life will emerge. It's a joy to be in this season with you, and even to suffer together. I hope you'll join me again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store, or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.